Last week, we started discussing the Rishpam. Basically, what's the Rishpam Shita when it comes to the case where in Har Gemara, when there was no Gimel Shanim, and he says, Pai Zavinta, the Zab Minach, Kamei Didi. So we said the Pashtas, what the Rishbam writes in the middle, he said, the Rishbam told about this case, only in context when there's Gimel Shanim. That's Mashma, that there's no Gimel Shanim, he's not named to say, Pai Zavinta, Zab Minach, Kamei Didi. When he said, the doesn't make any sense, the Chayra, as a Migu, he could have said, Adam, why is he not Nema? On the other hand, we made a dig in the beginning of the Rishbam. The Rishbam said, Pines of Inzam Minach, Kleimar, Sha'am Libashas Mechira. So he said, Kleim Lachayas Karm Lafuke, Pines of Inzam Minach, Kamei Didi. And that the Rishbam is saying, Fakir, he's Karm Lafuke that. That's when he's a Kleimar. He's telling me that had he said, he would be Nema on Gufa because he has a Migutaka. So on Shabbos I saw that the Shach and some Kufman Vavs of Konya Gimel, he taka goes the other way with the Rishbam. He maintained that's the Rishbam that we say Kamei Didi Zavna, then he's taka Nema. And I was very excited, he taka makes the dig in the Kalayma. He made the dig in the climber. Midah Yisrael is coming to argue in the tour. The tour in Susim Kufman Vav says, Lahed, you're not like that, but that's the Rishbam. The tour quotes the Rishbam. Yeah? The tour quotes the Rishbam. Makes Machlekes Rishayim Rishbam and other Rishayim. And the tour says that the Rishbam was Kamadin on them. Somebody's coming to the Rishbam in the middle. But Tishach takes the tour to task. So, first of all, he has another dig in the Rishbam. Okay, two other dig in the Rishbam. The Kamedi is not in Gimel Shan.
Right,
Shach. Shach brings other ayahs that he therefore argues on the Torah. Shach b'das Rishbam. So one Rishbam. So one ayah is. Besides the climber, that Kamedi is believed even without Gimel Shanim.
Right here.
What? The Shach holds the Nasir Rishbam like the climber. The Kamedi is Nem without Gimel Shanim. He's a Migu. Now, not like a Torah. Not like we were sort of ignited last week we were in the Beis Halev, but it's that explaining, you know, why Taka don't you have Migu.
So that was.
The Shach argues in Torah. It says the Rishbam holds the Yinam. It means the right from the climber. What's your problem? Right, I can't get stuck on this. Now, what's his right? Because, first of all, when the Rishbam, let's go to the second wide line. Well, you know, let's go back to the third. Last skinny line. This is the problematic Rishbam. So first of all, the dig over here, which I think we discussed this. Why does he say? Yishminem with Amigu, they bought it from him, could have said, with Amigu of Ladam. We discussed this last week?
No.
Been discussed, okay. So I'm discussing it now. Okay, is the problem clear? Again, right here, we have to be holding very stark over here. I will hix the Gimel Shanim. The term finds the Mindazan Minoch of AD. Kloima, Shedat, Yibir Shalach Minoch, Nem Amigu. Yibayomar anozev into minoch achadish nechazaka. This is the case. This is Gimel Shanim. Mechayra, why is the migu? Yeah. that could have said Chadish Nechaz Alka, as Pesha Asa could have said that it was never yours. Okay? So that's the question. We'll get back in a minute. Inami, Yesh Le'edim Shichz Ba'amayich Yoyim Echad. Right? He has 3 years, that's Dorbechad Yoyima, then we say that he's Nema. He has 3 years. V'ocha Ba'ay Ovda, Afilu in Bo'edim Shichz Ba'yoyim Echad, Oysa Em Ocher, Abel Ein Yedeya Im Lokach Oysa. In Lam, Ein Yedeya Chum. Stop. What did Rambam say? That in Bahai Ovda, meaning in our Gemara. Bahai Ovda. Afilun bo'edim, shichze b'yayim echad, oyse ha'moicher, avl ein yedeya im lokach oyse. Yeah? Mashma, Mashma, unless you're going to change it just like Tumim. Mashma, if he does know, Neumayer.
If he
does know,
if
he does know, then how does he know? Because Kechmeid is oven. Then you don't, then
you don't need
Gemoshan. Then you don't need Gemoshan. Then Baha'i Ovda, if he says Kechmeid the D's oven, he's Nama. Azeiz Medayik, the Shach, another dip against the Torah. Yeah? Furthermore, says the Shach, this is a very strong dip. Yeah? No?
He picks this case, not the other case.
He said, no, not that case. He says, because he doesn't know. He says he doesn't know. It's Mashma, if he does know, then he can name that one. He says he doesn't know. Baha'i Ovda doesn't know. The third wide line. So the Tumim has brought down in the Gosyunim. That he says he changed the girsa, that ain yoidim, and it's going to aidim. The Rishbam said, which is not a bad read in the Rishbam. He says, I feel in bo aidim shechzikah meimecha, aval ain yoidim in lokachaisa. Yeah, so, you know, it falls quite nicely. But so if you change the gear, it's fine. And obviously it's not right. It's not my day, it's not my hand. But if you don't change the gear, so then you have a problem. Then the Chari is saying that if he does know, he's Nema. Furthermore, says the Shach, that this is an interesting deal. Yeah, this is a little bit subtle deal, but it's interesting. And I just didn't like, wasn't even on it. For the Shach, the Rashbam of it says the Hitzav Bil Moshanim. Yeah, he gave you two options. That'll be Nema. What are the two options? Why it's not in a second? First one is he says that he knows that he plays it down to Kamei D. Klaima Yedati Bebirur. Yeah, that he bought it from you. Inami, yesh lo eidim shichzik ba hamoichin mechad. In those two cases, if he has gimel shon, if he's nama, yeah. Now, when it comes back to our case, v'hacha b'hai ovda, what is the shot? So, if you know, normally you talk about two cases, and you want to contrast. With Aiden, with Shnei Chazaka, without Shnei Chazaka, you contrast both cases. That's a normal thing to do. Yeah? Especially Rishbam is not cheap on words. Yeah? Right? He's not known to be shy in, you know, in talking. Right? So why does he glaringly omit the first case? And he only jumps to the second case, yeah, where that Darba Chayayma doesn't help in our case. He doesn't say, but Darba Chayayma doesn't help, or and or the design in Nachem by the D. This is a good deal. Yeah? No? Hagdavaru. Yeah? Says the Shach, El Mal Karchach. The reason why it doesn't reiterate at that point is because it's not true. Because in our case, Itaka Nema. In the Gemara. In the case of the Gemara, if you say Kamei Didi Zavin, you Nema. Like the Shach is trying to say it all the time.
That is the case of the Gemara.
Our Gemara. If you would say Kamei Didi in the case of our Gemara, you know.
What does he do with the first words of the
Rishpada? What does he do with the first words of the Rishpada? Tell him that better. Aye! What does he do with the first words of the Rishpada? So he says, and this is a bit of a daichet. Yeah? What does he do with the Rishpada? It's Avchich, it's Gimel Shanim, it's Mashma, only then you know, right? Which is the problem to begin with. Yeah? So Shach says, and Chachil, I thought it was a very big daichik. Then I had a discussion with Rabbi Lang this morning and came out, made it a little better than that's a daichik. Maybe even Adrab. Maybe even Adrab. Says the Shach.
In the third day, was it?
I'm not going to make the third day again. Says the Shach that the Rishbam is talking about, praise yourself. They're talking about that when the Rishbam says, Avchiz, the Shal Shalim is talking about the Zemar Kama. And that's why he says, you need Chazaka in order to be named to say, Kamed Yizab. Again, this is a Rambam that says that when we have Gil Shanim, then you have to say Kamei Didi. Mashma, if you don't have Gil Shanim, even when there's no Markama, then you're not them. That was the problem to stop, that started all this. Yeah. So the Shach Nei, the Rambam is talking about. He doesn't say, he doesn't specify. The Rambam is talking about. That in this case, there's not my case with this Amarakama. Not going in our Gemara. Anyway, not going in our Gemara, right? There's my case that not only is the difference is that there's Gimel Shanim and not Gimel Shanim, there's also the difference there's Amarakama. If there's Amarakama, if there's Aiden that is Amarakama, then the only time you're Naman to say Kamei D is if you have Gimel Shanim.
You don't necessarily have to have Gimel Shanim. Even if the middle guy had Gimel Shanim, would also not enough, right?
Okay, that you're just making things complicated. For I'm saying that's not helpful.
Let's just say
the dot here. That's not helpful. All right. Talk about it. Whatever. That's just going to complicate things here. Now,
did you remember just say when you compare and contrast two cases, you usually talk about the same setup?
Okay.
But
we're saying that he's talking about that case. So that's what he's talking about. If that's what he's talking about, then it's not like. I mean,
he wasn't talking about Eidim or Kamatoma. Why is some of these like Ishar Shalom and there's like.
So it's not, okay, I said, so there's the element of Daichik over here, and it said there's Ram also was talking about that case. However, but the deal that we made before, we asked the Kasha, why does he say, there's Neman, listen to Kifir Baisai, can make these up with a Migu, he could have said. Could have said? No. Because they bought it from you. So we asked, why doesn't he say Pesha Asar? That what?
Nothing.
I could have said nothing. The answer is, he couldn't say that. Because he's talking about the guys in Marakama. So that's the Raya, the Rishbam switched that on us also. So even though he didn't say Beferish, yeah, that's why I said it's definitely an element of daichik here. I'm not saying that, right? But mice, we have so many duke in the other way, yeah. But I, you know, it's like mech pesim chal. We're talking about where the zemar kama. The Rishbam's my case of the zemar kama. This part of the Rishbam. The answer is we have a shtickle smach, at least based on my case of Marakama, because when he discusses the migu, he says migu, I could have bought it from you. It doesn't say pesh os, I could have sold adam. One second. So therefore, that would indicate perhaps that there is a marikama here. That's why I couldn't say la adam. That's why Rambam says he could have said it has 3 years. He could have said I bought it from you. Okay, therefore he's never to say the other guy bought it from command. So at least it makes it like not sound so ridiculous that the Rambam like switched that on us without like telling you. So okay, it's still, you know, it would have been nice if he told us that, but here maybe at least he was Maramis into us.
That would be a total third answer. That wouldn't be an addition to Kami Didi. Kami Didi is his own answer. You don't need to come.
His own answer. What's the question?
He says Kami Didi with a tennis bar, right?
I don't know what he's saying.
This is a one answer.
What's an answer?
Your Rambam later on in the Admin Elizavante also doesn't say Peshasa, right?
I'm not going to Rambam Oedia.
I know.
I don't want to be in. I'm not talking about that.
I have a question, Rabbi Zia.
It's not a question.
The Rambam seems to be avoiding Peshasa. It doesn't say it down there either.
Where?
By the Admin Elizavante, though. It was Rabbi Abram's question.
Where?
Halai Ein Lo Halai Shtabla Kazaka. Rabbi said, what about Peshas Peshetter?
We asked last week.
Okay, so you seem to be avoiding Peshasa.
Not question avoiding. Question is not just avoiding. Fine. Okay, so you're telling me that all this is said and done, we still have to deal with the Rambam in the bottom. Fine, that's all you're telling me. You're not telling me anything.
No, the Rabbi's deal wants to prove that Shaq is saying is like because the Rambam doesn't say Peshasa when he says Peshasa, so maybe he has some problem with it.
No. Okay, because especially if you go to answer the Beis Halevi, and then it's also found in Shabbos as a drisha as well, besides the Beis Halevi, that says because it's a migu against what should we call it? The Zanan Sahadi that Achvish Darcha, yeah. So you say like that. In this case, no Achvish Darcha is 3 years. Okay, so that doesn't answer this question. It's not just like an example. Oh, you see, he's a boy in Beshaz. That you know, you have to be done each case by itself. Especially if you go with the mahal of the Beis Halevi, which slug up this whole shock. Anyway, it's not like that. I'm just saying though, but the fact that it's not just Pesach Rosh, you know, Pesach Zer Shava, that he doesn't hold over here, right? The Svar, what he says down there, the Kohen Beis Levi would not apply over here. Got it. So the Kohen Beis Levi, that's still Kasha, there's still Kasha over here, because he has the Moshana, okay? So don't like, you know. Now, fine. So those are all the Dirkim, the Shach, and how does he deal with the main issue, the main ones he says, we're talking about that this is Marakama. Now, we're still stuck with the question at the end of the Rambam. Yeah? Why the next Rambam, the third Rambam, Shafilo Imisatayin Minoiza Vinte, why is he never to say they bought it from him? Okay. We have to deal with that. So the terrorist we said, which anyway was a bad terrorist because it was against the Gemara Ksubis. Unless he's just going to take the base of Levi, he's a big, tremendous day that he had a year before the 2 years. We discussed last week. So it's not like, you know, that the base of Levi is Mahalach and the Jewish Mahalach is a viable option over here to explain the Rishbam. It's against the Gemara. Yeah? It's against the Gemara. And with a tremendous dachshund terrorist. Yeah? So, because we have a problem, fine. So that's the problem. But upon this, a different approach to Rishbam. Now, listen to this, everybody. Sorry. How did the Rishayim understand the Rishbam? How did the Rishayim understand this question? So we have Machlokes Shach and the Tur. What does Rishbam hold by Mipoyin Zevin Dezayim Nochem Meididi in our Gemara when you don't have a Chazaka? Yeah, we have Machlokes. What does Rishbam hold? So let's look at the Rishayim. Says the Shach, the Rishayim basically hold like me. That's the Rishbam. So first of all, it's Mefarish Rambam. Rambam's Mefarish. That's the Rambam. First Rambam is Sugya. Okay. I was not embarrassed when I saw the Shach, and he's called Rambam. I'm like, huh? Rambam said, I went to get a Rambam. He says it. But anyway, Hach Yarsina, the Amali, the Zab Minach, Vizuhi Gersasa Shemena Gadol. Yeah? The Amali, the Zab Minach, The Amar, yeah? The Amar Le, Kamoy Didi, not the Amli Zav Minah. Okay? He's saying that he told me they bought it from me. But the Amar Le, Kamoy Didi, Zav Minah, Mehemin. Kahu, the Dar Bakasha Belisa. The Chayim Perish Rab Ben Shmuel. As last I checked, Rab Rabbi Shmuel is the Rizbah. And he's looking at and Amshul, the Ramban is learning the case. It's no Edim. It's not talking about the Yes Chazak. There's nothing Moshanim. Right? I mean, because he calls Ramban Ferish. In our Mishnah, in our Gemara, he calls Ramban Ferish. Yeah, and Ramban holds. And the guest says, come out these other. Yeah? He's not Ferish Ramban. Furthermore, at the end of the piece, when the Ramban says, yeah? He has issue with the Rif. He says, Divrei ben Agol is a Srichan Iyan. But he says, have a Zar Medvarav. Be careful. Don't make a mistake when you read the Rif. Shema mitaychan yilmedu sha'af imama kemeidit izavna sarach shnei chazaka. Yeah? You might make a mistake and think, yeah? What are you going to think? Then if you say Kemet Nizavna, what's halacha? What? Yinishnei Chazaka. Why would I make that mistake in the Rif? I mean, there's a good reason to make that mistake in the Rif. Because Rif says it. Oh, Zay good. Says the Rif. Inami da Amark, Kamoit Dizavna, Mine, Hauplanya, Zavinta Ana, Mine, Vachalta Ana, Shnei Chazaka. Rif says, if he says, Kamoit Dizavna, Ana, Ye, Shnei Chazaka, so he's Nema. Oh, my, Achl E, Shnei Chazaka, Oraka, Ye, Shnei Chazaka. Okay, Rif talks about you, okay? Yeah? So Chari says it, right? He says, that when in Amman, they say Kamei Dizavna, and I Eish Nechazaka. So you're right. I read the Rif and I made that mistake. Yeah? So Ban accuses me of being an idiot, right? Shem Tech Yilma Shemama Kamei Dizavna, Sarach Nechazaka, Velohi. Shahaka Moidim Bezeh. Shunem. Everybody is Moida. Everybody. Including Rebbeinu Shmuel. No, I'm going to write back. And he said, oh, the ha, hi, my sahaki ava. Midloy kamar, lechatiya shnei chazaka. Our Gemara is talking about that there is no chazaka here, right? Viafa became, pirish Rebbeinu Atzmai, the Rif himself. How does he explain our Gemara? How does he explain our Gemara? Anybody? What's the smart in our Gemara? Let's go back to half a one beforehand. I'm not biased and I'm cheaty. Yeah? Hello? Elohech, this is Sadi Darbe, who you are. Inami, Kamei Dizav Nemine, Uplanya, Banoja, Oye, Abba. Hey, Leslie, Sadi, the door, they will plant you the Zadmir, the Hadjaima. Well, I come, you can make these of me now, but you love it. Ben Ha, Dina, who? Oh, Darl Gavimara, Boslai, Mishloy Dina, bad day, Moicher, this of me nay. But I forgot, Leslie, Sadi, the Maracama, Dar delay, who? Ella, hi, who the commander, the Ara delay. Loya Mina, Peshat Besheter, Mukmila Arabiyot, El Kiva. Doi Dayara Lahai He Habli Badai. Right, Amle Pani Zam Minach, Habli Safi. And some ways they badai. Says the Rif, says the Ramban, what is the Svar in our Gemara? You're Maida, that it was mine. You're the Master's Maida, it was the Maris. And you're telling me that guy told you he bought it from me. And somebody said about it. Says the Ramban, Vice Dice, that if you said, I know, pointing the Zab, 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 the Zab
It's Vadi Vada. Says the Ramban, it's a Zil Baza Taima. According to the Rif's Hezber in our Gemara, says the Ramban, it's clear that if the guy says, Kamegdi Diz Oven, where he's a Vadai, then a Vadi keeps it. I had a Lashon of the Rif before, I don't know. The Ramban's like, doesn't, not so bothered by it for some reason. Like Mari said,
me, no, he says it beferish. He says,
right? It's a great dig in the Rif. I don't know why they're, you know, like the man doesn't like bother going back to explain that. I don't know. But it says to man, don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake because Zilbaz Taima. You have a dig, but the whole thing doesn't make any sense because the whole Svar of the Rif says something about it. It's not a Sophic. It's not a Sophic. Okay? So we have a Ramban that says Beferish, but that's Rajban. Yeah? And he says everyone holds that way. Yes? The Shach makes it means that. That Mela, that what? And even if he says, Kamedi's Avna, he's Nema, even without a Chazak. I guess just like, you know, so the Shach was bothered by what's the case. He asked, you know, say something about they had Edom. So I don't know, Ramban's not so bothered. Now, let's go to the Rosh. Okay? Let's go to the Rosh.
The Rosh and Simon Zayin. Hudom Lechavim Batahara Shishali Ge'edim Lehoyilash Ha'isa Shaloi Midikamai Lapamaydisli, right? Everyone's there. Obviously, Markham doesn't have Edim. Fine. Amalei, he's going through a story. He finds him into the Amalei Zav Minach. Yeah? We have a Tar Minach Zavinta. Oi. Kamoy Dizavna Minach. How does Vinamine Mehim? Shafas Shah, special hitter. Him like Egma Marish, I Shaloi. Right? Hamashton, Damali Zaminach, Namalay, me like a mightness. Kayar is Dihu, Babin or Lois Abnis, Kain, Labadram Dia. Rabbi said, you know, Shrey, Aini Dua, Shoys, Lois Shemachaloi, Himla, Babak Hikaboy, Shane Shaloi, etc. Goes back to that part. I don't want to go into that now. This thing. Then he goes on. Yeah. Oh, he says, "Why is it in Ammon?" So again, so he said, right? The Rosh said, yeah, in the Gemara. If he says, "Kamei Dizav," now what's it then? What's it then? He's Nama Pesha Asa. Yeah. Then, okay. Then he asks. Why? Not go like Eidel Mar Shais Shaloi. Lo Emilah B'Migdi Boy Amar Minoch Zevinta Vachaltes Vachlashnei Chazaka. So in other words, so this is interesting in the Rosh, yeah. And the Pul Chrifter points it out because why does he need a Migu? This is basically our question in the Rishbam, right? Why is he Migu? Apparently, still my case where. The Rosh Tumah case we had Shnei Chazaka, right? Because Rosh says he has the kasha. The guy says Mipanei Zevinta, this is the Amul Zav Minach. Why is it in Eman with the Migu? What's the Migu? They could have said I bought it from you. So apparently, he has a Chazaka. Migli boy Amar Minoch Zavinto Vaachla Shnei Chazaka. Says it. So Pabul Grif asks, one second, Pabul Grif asks, in Chari Kurisa Pesh Asar, in his question. In his question, it should be Nema. Right? You could ask the question, it should be Nema, and Pabul Zavinto Zam Minoch, either Mitam Pesh Asar or Migu. So why does the Rosh say Migu?
Isn't Pesh Asar Migu?
But Peshas is more basic.
In a different time.
He could have said that Ladam. He could have said his mind all time. It's stronger time. What? Lo Yehoi Dvarim Ailon. It's an abbreviation.
He could have
said, get out of my face.
What? No, because you have no Aiden that it was yours. No, we're going in Rosh. Wait, the Rosh Tavol, there's no Aiden.
Tamar.
Right. And that's why before he said Ari, if you know that guy bought it from him, was Kamei Di, then you know what a Pesha Asa. The Rosh himself said that. Five lines before. So now when he's asking Kasha of Migu, he asked Migu, not Pesha Asa. So he didn't even want to say that Pesha Asa is a Migu, then it's still inconsistent over here.
Fine.
Migu, when he asked, now he's asking Kasha. You should know what a Migu, I could have said he bought it from you.
So Migu must have Chasaka the back of
He must be there. He's too much Nechazal. Fine, but the point is though, so there's a little bit of a question over here. Why is he could jump to Migu and lead the Pesha Asa he was discussing till now? Okay, but I don't want to get stuck in the but whatever, it's hard. That's more of a hard. Now, okay. He said, what he asked the guy, one second, let me know what I'm saying. So the Rosh said, yeah, he asked the Kash, why is he not? So he answered the very simple parrots, yeah, that. I mean, he makes like a whole big deal about it, but he says Migu is only Naman. Migu is when the two tainas you can be Naman on, because the one's you Naman on the other one. But over here, what's your second taina? Your taina is that he bought it from him. Who says he bought it from you? Okay, so that you're saying that you don't know that you're not saying Michal that you bought it, right? Like the old Kasha / joke. Why isn't every Burish and Bari Adif? Why isn't the Shem and Nemun Amigo? You could have said he was Bari. Bari Shem, Bari Adif. Every Bari Shem, Bari Adif. The Shem has Amigo.
You could have said
you're
Bari.
What?
You could have said you're Bari.
Right, that's the question. That's the question. Every Bari of Shema.
So we totally leave you, you're Shema.
So that's the answer, not the.
Sorry.
So the answer is obvious that what the Rosh is saying over here. You're right, we believe you with the Migu. We believe you that you're Hashem. This is Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yad. Right. But Gradera, that's what I say. I said Kasha / joke because Emeser Chanan takes from this whatever. He takes that. No. He buys halachas from this. Is it the Bari? Is it the Shema? In other words, is it? It has to do with a Bari Grua, Shema Tayv. You need that. What's it then when the? You know, so they need the Bari. You know. The child, if the Shema, if he doesn't know, is the Shema Grua, Shema Tayv. Is the child that he wasn't supposed to know? If he should have known, he doesn't know. Only then do you say it. So he uses it to say, if he has a Migu, that he's a Shema at least, so then it's not Grua. But the point is, so that's really what the Rosh is answering, right? Basically, just direct. Right? Okay, we believe you're a Shema. Fine, we believe you that. Now, and then he says, Kach Perish Rosh Bam. After this whole speech, Kach Perish Rosh Bam. Yeah? Now, it seems, now assuming it's going back in the whole thing that he just said right now, you know, he just gave you a whole synopsis of the sugya, and then he's Kach Pirish Rishbam. It's Mashmah the Rosh also, like the Shach, it's Mashmah the Rosh also learned up the Rishbam that the guy says, the plane is Abinta, Zanach and there is Nema. Even though the Rosh, as we say, it's Tumah Keis, we as a Chazaka. And the Rishbam says, Lahedya, the Gemara is Tumah, it's not a Chazaka. So either way, you know, Kach Birish Rishbam can't be every going back in every single word of the Rosh goes on that, the Zicha disagreement. But still, the Mashmaizen, but that's a small detail, yeah? It's an irrelevant detail. Is no matter you have Chazak, I'll get to the Gosash in a second. I'm a little sentence. I'll get to Gosash. I heard you first 17 times. I'm a little talking. So the Rosh, so that's an insignificant detail. And Mela, you know, it's not such a chiddush that when he says Chaim Pesh Rishbam, it's not going that. So the Shach, the pashtus is that's going on the whole thing. He says, you could say maybe not. You could say it's only going back in the last thing where the Rishbam talks about that. Why don't you know with the Migu? And he says that since you're not saying that he bought it, it's a million unknown with the Migu. The Rishbam, the part that we didn't read yet, the skinny lines, right? So you could say it's only going that. But he says, though, he says, Tanya the Torah.
right? The tor, yeah, goes to the Rosh. And he just like, assumes the Pasha, the Rishbam holds this way. At least, you know, right, at least tell me an issue. He does say, he doesn't, you know, speak about it. There's a problem here. The Pasha is going to make the whole thing. You could say it's only going last thing, etc. But deal with it, you know, like, that's his diet. So that's why, okay, so that's why the Rosh, it's not 100% clear that he learned that. The Rishbam is crystal clear. They learned that in the Rishbam, which is that this Rishbam is a major Maramakim, you know, Stam. We're breaking our heads trying to figure out in the Rishbam. We have a Feirish Ramban, right? You know, good. We have a tour. Say it.
What's wrong, Josh?
Now, what do you want from the Gosashi?
So the
deity
is Mashmad, is not Shashan.
First, where is he going on? What does he say? Phil Hicks with Shalashan, where's he going on? Where's he even going on?
Right before
Kashmir Shoshman. What?
Right before
Kashmir Shoshman. Okay. I feel Hicks about Gimel Shanim. Phil Hicks with Gimel Shanim. Kim Loita and Barley. So what do you want from that, I feel?
That's not that he wasn't talking about Shalashan.
Smash that
Rosh
Hashanah is talking about, you don't have Shoshan. Again. And he's saying, but you're asking Kasha on the deer that we had down here, he says, mm-hmm. But so it's a Kasha in the Gosashi, it's not Kasha Meat. The Rosh says, it's a Migu. The Rosh says, it's a Migu. Besides, the Gosashi is really an independent Sefer. It's stuck on the Rosh, but it's not like he's. It's a Gosashi, yes, it's not so. Phil Hicks like a Gimel Shanim, given like Tom Barley, I made Mashmana. Fine. So Agpanim, this, you know, sort of my my netiyah upon the Rambam last week was more like the Beis Halevi, because that was beferish. But now the Shach has all these diukim, added diukim, good solid diukim. What?
Shach started out last week's question
in
the
beginning of the Shach,
what,
the Klamer? No, the Klamer is better than the Pentecies. In the Hemshel piece, he quotes the Torah, he says, oh, Lena's deity, the Rambam saying, not like that, he starts going through, and in the parentheses, he throws in the Klamer. I don't know why it was relegated to a parentheses, but fun, at least he said, I was very happy to see that he made that deal.
So why is it that, for me, it's clear, but Dar Chadiyah, the Edmund agrees to do the Mashal. I mean, only
how
many
ones like is
the
Torah and
the
Torah and
the
Shah? Is Dar Bachadiyahima, what's the help of Dar Chadiyahima? It's not enough to. Why should he get it? Why yet?
What's the Gimel Shalom adding?
We say it's chazak, then it's chazak, and then it's just missing a tanina. So we say tanina, dabar chadiyayma. I know that. Who told you that we say tanina? Why is it there's clear ban obvious on the Rishbam and that? We'll get to that. I'm not saying there's no tzav. That's. Now.
What's wrong with the Rosh? What's wrong with the Rosh on the Rishbam?
What? What's the problem with the Rosh? This is the problem with the Rosh.
What's the
Shach
trying to prove
from the Rosh? He said, assuming it's going in the whole piece. In the beginning, the Rosh is beferish. They never to say, Zanuk, may it be.
I
went through all this. I said, the fact that he says he's talking about Gimel Shanim, that itself is not such a big deal. That's not so significant.
That's a whole lie. That's
your
trying to prove, right?
No. And when the Rosh says in the beginning, yeah, he's Naman, he says with Migu, he says Pashasa.
Okay.
The Rosh is Zicha saying the Naman without Chazaka. The Rosh in the beginning, yeah. You know, the Rosh in the beginning says Yinam Pashasa.
Right.
He doesn't say you need a Chazaka, Yinam not Pashasa.
You only have Pashasa with the Chazaka.
Pesha's Rat Chazaka.
The
Maisi
says you don't have this.
Where?
Well, you're confused. There's two places in the Rosh that talks about Migdash Asar. Yeah, one is, he says, if he says Kamei Dizovna, says the Rosh Yinema, Pesh Asar. Yeah? Second place, he's asked Akasha. Why aren't you now going to say that commit that point of the Zabminov? Why aren't you now with Amigo over there? And then he says it's not Amigo. So it's two different things. Here you Naman, here you not Naman. So the question is, okay, Ari's raising a question. Okay? Question is, once I tell you that the Rosh is going, that there is Gimel Shonim here, Haraya, when he asked Akasha, he says, Shminamon with Amigo that I bought it from you. Because I ate 3 years. Yeah? So then, when I go back to the first Rosh, and I say he's never to say, Kamei Dizovna. So, how do I know that the Rosh is saying it? Well, how does the Shach know that the Rosh is saying it even without Gimel Shonim? And we want to say that the Rosh. The Rosh is learning about Das Rishbam, not like the Torah. That's Ari's question. That's your question. That's exactly your question. Yeah, it's a good question. Okay? It's a good question. But I think the answer to the question is that since Lamayis in the beginning, he says Pesha Asar. Yeah? So that's Mashma that the Nemanis is just based on the Pesha Asar. So even though the Rosh might learn the Gemara is talking about, yeah, well, the Gemara is talking about even with 3 years. I mean, it doesn't say it's not with 3 years. You see later that it's even 3 years. Maybe we don't know, but it's even 3 years. So he asks Kasha, why should I with a Migu? Yeah, but it's mashmak upon him since he says the reason why he never says Kamei Dizovna, yeah, is because Pesha Asa and the Chayra. You shouldn't need 3 years. So some of that, again, the Shach doesn't speak all this out. Yeah, Shach doesn't make the Rosh going that there is Gimel Shonim. I'm just saying though that to keep up the Shach's Diyak in the Rosh, yeah, to avoid Ari's question, yeah, so we could say that since he said that the Nemanis is because of Pesha Asar. You shouldn't need Gimel Shonim. The Rosh says in the beginning, starts with the sugya. Yeah, and he didn't say over there the Yavim. First of all, I'll go for it. He didn't say Yav Gimel Shonim. Yeah, he didn't speak out the Yav Gimel Shonim. Smashma is what you need. Smashma, that's what you need.
Can you switch to Rosh Amigo afterwards only after
he has the
introduction?
That's
all.
No, he. I'm saying with the question though, if that just shows that the whole time talking about this Gimel Shonim, that's Ari's question.
No, but
we're saying the Rosh.
That's
what?
That's by Migu, not by
Pesha Asar. No, it's the same case. Talking about the same Gemara, the same case. So when he says Pesha Asar, it's supposed to Migu, but it could be you still need Gimel Shonim. Maybe it's the Gimel Shonim with the Pesha Asar that's working. You know what I mean? Maybe still need Gimel Shonim. That's Ari's question. So I'm just saying though, like Meir is saying, that when he starts off, you know, it's mashma that the Pesh Asr alone is enough of a reason to give it to you. And Memela, you know, maybe the Gemara happened to do about Gimel Shonim, but you don't need that for what the Rosh is trying to say in the beginning. But it definitely puts a damper on the whole Shach's deal that maybe that would be the Torah Taka. Because we have a Yishuv on the Torah. The reason why the Torah is not mitaches to his father, so Ari has a good teretz for that. The reason why the Torah is not mitaches to the Rosh, although the Torah all the time is mitaches to the Rosh, yeah? All the time. And here, says the Shach, he just omits it legamri. So here we have maybe talking what Ari is saying. Here we can say what Ari is saying. That would be good teretz for the Torah. Maybe talking to understood that the Rosh is talking about when's Gimel Shonim. The male this that he says that he never with Amigo, in Pesha Asar, he never say Kamei Didi, that's not with Gimel Shonim. Like the Shram himself says, he never with Gimel Shonim. Right? If you have Gimel Shonim, you never say Kamei Didi Zavda. And then we stop. Okay, we have a question. That's all question. Why you need Amigo? Why we just have the Chok Shesh Matayna, whatever. So,
You know, that has worked out with the Sugya of Memalev, which is a huge problem in Ebe. So, but the point is, bottom line is, though, it could be, if Lamais goes back, there's Gamushanim, so it takes away the whole Sharfkai of the Shach. And maybe Taka, that'll be Yishuv, and I'm just thinking now, as we're speaking, all through, that'll be Yishuv, a Geshmaki Yishuv for the Torah. I think now, you know, the Shach is to marry the Torah. So, Ari, there's a good reason for that, because Lamais, the Rosh talking about this Gamushanim. I think that would be taka a fine yishuv for the Torah. Maybe a fine yishuv for the Torah. It's taka bothering me. Like, why is the Torah, you know, like, Imam is every time. You open up, turn any page, you'll see the name Rosh there. Come on. You know what I mean? Like,
is he called the Rosh here?
He doesn't call it the Rosh. He doesn't call it the Rosh.
This
tour
doesn't call
it
the Rosh.
Right. He doesn't. And he's arguing the Rosh. That's Rosh Ram to the Shah. That's Shah's time.
Wouldn't that be much for the opposite? Like, if he always quotes the Rosh, over here he's.
No, because the Rosh doesn't say Lahadia, you know, there's no Rosh here. There's no Rosh about this case. It's not clear what the Rosh holds. So, I mean, top kids, okay. Now,
what's that Pshat? Where did he get it from the Gemara that you hear? You're learning that the Gemara, the mice is going against the Moshan. That's a little funny.
It's very funny. It's not a little funny. It's very funny. It's very funny.
Are you just trying to?
I mean,
if that was
more than
that,
but
you
should
show you, even if it was
Gimel
Shalom, still, it's not.
Even the one, that's very
sauceful,
right?
I'm trying to show you this because it doesn't work. This Gimel doesn't work. I'm trying to show you how this Gimel failed.
Well, he's asking a question. It should have been Gimel. And the question he's asking, it should work, right? I mean, he doesn't gain anything, yeah, by having Gimel Shalom here, yeah? If you have yeah? If he has a Pesha Osir, again, with Fidesh Shach, there's no gain. There's no gain. There's no gain in Gimel Shanim, right? The Gabri Amigo, same. The Gabri Amigo, you never without that, yeah? You never with Amigo, yeah? You never with the Kamed, you never, yeah? You never with the Pesha Osir. So the question is, so why do you need to say Kamed? Let him say, who Dhammali? The answer is, no, Dhammali is not, you're not an Emma. You're not the Dhammali. Yeah, we believe the Dhammali, but the guy slowly put on bread. I don't think he gained. I don't think, you know what I mean? He doesn't gain anything in the Otzma of the Kasha. Now. Now.
Is Rashi saying that the Marathon, that the Machi said a separate Haida? And he says the Marathon is on the Zaninach, or is that the whole Haida?
The Rosh discusses that in the Hampshire of the Rosh. So, I mean, till now. So maybe we'll talk about that, this question now. And that is, the first little question is, Rishbam Dafka? And then the older Shainim. When we say, there's a doll over here, Lavka Maidis. Yeah? What's Lavka Maidis? Thank you. Das Baldin. Question is, does he have his own idea, or is his whole idea he got from the Meicher? And the Meicher told him they bought it from you. And the Meicher is the one that said that he got it from that it belonged to originally to the Marakama, but. The Machzik does not have his own yidis. So that's the question. Over here. So in the Rishbam, for some reason, I don't know why, but when I was reading the Rishbam, I just assumed that he actually has his own yidis. But it's just the way I assumed, for no reason. And Chayrat Mavur in the Rosh, the Chayr not like that. Yeah. Right, and the Ramban, so the Rishbam, you know, the Rishbam doesn't say beferish, right? the Ravid though, as the Ramban is on the Ravid, so it's in the Shita. The Ravid says, what's the case? Case is that he has, doesn't have his own idea. The Ramban says the Rif holds that he's being married on his own. That he knows that it belonged to the Mar, and the Raya goes not like that.
So first of all, so the Rif, the Rabban says is Machlokes Rabban, and the Rif, and we'll see what the Svara is assuming, Mitzvah Hashem. But first of all, what does he see in the Rif? Where is the Ramban seeing the Rif that he has his own idea? And Rayani speaks in Abbeferish, right? That's where is the Ramban seeing in the Rif? Where does he see it?
Where is the Ramban
seeing in the Rif? The Rif just quotes the Gemara. It's very awesome. One second. Where? Today is Eida. However, we get to Eida, it's called Vaday. We fight that you say Mechanoda guy. It's also it's called Vaday.
It's called
Vaday
Klapi.
And Suffolk
bin
Gilad. Suffolk
bin Gilad.
And that's a lady called Vaday.
Not sure.
To Mufarish, huh?
He knows from the same
one. One second. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that the Ramban means that. But Rabbi Aaron pointed to a point that the morning is very good. A very nice pshat. In the Rif. I was like, wondering where he got it. He said, huh? A very nice pshat in the Rif. Why? Very nice dig. Because the Rif says, Rabbi Sai. Yeah? What Mara said, how is Vadai? Oh, Bahai the Amalei. Amalei Planya. Amalei Planya. Does that mean, oh, Havale Safik? Yeah? So there's a dig over here, very nice, beautiful dig of Abraham. That what?
That
we know that some of them know. That's just saying that, that's the saying that Suffolk is that he bought it. That's the Suffolk. Suffolk is that he bought it. The question is though, but that's not a Haidam Chayavis. Even if he derived it, yeah? Huh? What? No, what do you mean?
When
the Rif talks about the counterclaim that why the case of what's the suffix is that he bought it, then the Rif says, oh, Amalei, the master tells the Ma'arer that Amalei Pliny, that he bought it from you. There he gives us the whole Shtalshus and Dvarim Legabe, the issue of did he buy it? There he tells us exactly what happened. When he was talking about the Vadai, the quote unquote Vadai, that it belonged to the Marikama, there the Rif didn't speak out. It's Vadai because the Amali that it was yours. Yeah? That's Abiyaz Dig, very good Abiyaz Dig, right? So that's that Rabbim's Dig, that the vice dies, that till now he had his own idea. When it comes to the second part, that he's saying that he bought it from you, there he has to speak out the whole Shtar Shalat Barim that I told him. What?
Their Ba'an says that there's also.
That's a Dig?
No. On my lead.
That we're saying that that's certainly the facts. The question is though, where's the dig the Rif held that way? Fine, very good. Upon him, that's the Rif. The Ravid, okay? The Rambam is out from the Ravid. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, Nochma Eskinon, the Ihu Loya the clown. El Mipiv Shalza Maicher. Vlaimina Peshaz Peshaeter. El Bedava Shaiser Aiser Midiasai, Humatira Midiasai. He's bothered. What's he bothered with? Del Chaira. Why don't we say Peshas Peshaheter? Peshas Peshaheter. That, because that guy told him, yeah, that guy told him that he bought it. Yeah? He says, no, Pesha, and so Peshas is only when. I myself that I'm saying I'm making the problem. I'm saying it was yours. I'm saying I bought it. I'm saying whatever. He bought it. right? Then when I have the idea, I'm the Pesha Aser, I have the idea on my own Pesha Hitter, then it's the Pesha Hitter. Aval Hacha, Zeh Shem Pia Maicha, Kishel Zeh Ha'yisa Metchil, Ube Emes Ha'yor Elamina. The first part of the Maicha statement, that it belonged to the original owner, he's a Marikama, that's L'chay Basar. Ha'idas Badim, there, the Machzig had all the right to believe him that it was talking to the Marikamas. But the second half of the statement, meaning L'chevasai, not L'schusai. Yeah? Haida, you might So Mela, the second half of the statement, that the Machzik had no reason to believe. So Mela, the Mela is no Pesh Aser on the part of the Machzik that Pliny, that the Meicher bought it from the Ma'ar. You can't have like a Gaboch Safik, Vadai, Meyer. Even Ravid, who says the Feirish, that he doesn't have his own idea. His whole idea is based on what the Mercher told him. Still, the Ravid still calls it Ein Sof Meis Devadai, which that's like the Rif's Nusser, right? He still says, right? In Ken Havle Gaboch Sofik Uvadai Ein Sof Meis Devadai. So he's still calling it a Vadai. The fact that you had a right to believe in on the Haidah that belonged to the Marakama, that Ravid himself is calling a Vadai. And this that he says, he bought it from the guy, you have no right to believe him. You have no right to believe him. Therefore, it still remains a Safik. The Meili says, ain't somebody's a Vadai. Like upon that, Mari is digging the Rif. And maybe maybe Mari wanted to say, and Ramban's right from the Rif, that he had his own ideas. In fact, the Rif calls him a Vadai. It's not a good Raya. Because we see that same Nusuch in the Ravid, and the Ravid himself, what?
And the Rabbi means the
Ravid, right? And then, you know, he didn't say, hey, why are you calling it Vadai if you only know it from him? Oh, my, in fact, you know it from him. It's called a Vadai. Okay. You had a right to believe him, so you're a Vadai. If you had a right to believe him, you're a Vadai. Doesn't have to be a Vadai, you have your own idea. In fact, you had a right to believe him, it's enough that we call you Vadai. So, Mela, that's why I think we'll go back to Rabbi Abraham's deal, that he speaks out to Amalei, a bunch of Amaleis over there, and he thinks like the typewriter got stuck, you know. But anyway, now the Ramban disagrees with the Ravid. What's your problem?
That the Mocher is telling the Muksik one statement, that I bought it from the Marakama.
Okay.
And he's saying over that I bought it from him, and he told me that he bought it from the Marakama. How are you taking that one statement and believing one part, one outcome of it, but not the other outcome of it?
Again, because what you said was a very important word, outcome. And we'll see about that in a minute. Then Advarim Halal Etzli El Divrei Havoy. Yeah? Says that the Ramban trashes the Ravid for this. And he says, it's Divrei Havoy. He calls Divrei Havoy, that's called trash. Yeah? Divrei Havoy, a bunch of Narishkeit. Yeah? Why? Oh, so now we have to see exactly what is Machlaikis. You know, what is the Nekudas of Machlaikis between the Ravid and the Ramban? Ravid says, we take the first half of your statement, we don't take the second half of your statement, and the Ramban says, no, that the Machzik had a right to believe the second half of the statement as well. And Mela, Vivaidi telling me there's them in the first half, there's them in the second half, and therefore that can't be what the Gemara is talking about, because then he would get it. Elamai must be his own idea, independent of the Meicher, and therefore, one sec. Yeah. Now, it's like this. So the question is, what is the Nekuda over here? Okay? So let's read the Ramban very carefully. Okay? So read the Ramban very carefully, because there's different mashmayas in the Ramban. Because there's two possible svaras over here to handle. Okay? There's two possible svaras. Okay? There's one svar that we could say, the issue is, this is where Tumim goes, and the issue over here is, is Pesha Asar Neman Chutz LeBezdin. Is Pesha Asar Neman Chutz LeBezdin. No, we know the Migu, Pesha Asar, those are. Right? The concept of Peshasa and Nemachos the Bezdin. Okay, you might want to be toilet, whether it's Karechatainu or Nemanis, maybe, whatever. Maybe we'll explain that in a minute. But I don't want to get stuck in that right now. So, question is Peshasa and Nemon Chutz the Bezdin? So, you could say, the Ramban holds that, the Rav holds that Peshasa and Nemachos the Bezdin. So, Melo, the Hidas Baldin Yah, Imachos the Bezdin. Yeah, it was done in front of Eidim. That's what this man done me. They don't need bezin. That's for sure. You don't need bezin. It's fairish that if it was as long as there's no mashat in the buffers. If it was done in front of Eidim, then we say, huh? Yes. Then it works with the bezin. That we know. So the question is, but if pesh also doesn't work, so then the first half of the statement we keep, second half of the statement we don't keep, and therefore. That could be the issue over here. The Ramban holds they do say Peshas Chutz LeBezdin. So the Meicher, yeah, had a Peshasar. So Meila, the Lekeach Machzik had a right to believe the Peshasar. So Meila had a right to believe. He had a right to believe that. He had a right to believe that what? That it belonged to him. The Rav knows, no, maybe don't say Peshach Chutz LeBezdin. That's one possibility to explain what's going on over here between the Rav and the Ramban. The second possibility is so Rav Feger brings down the Tumim. And Rav Feger argues, the Tumim is Medamed, because the case in Simon Kuflam and Gimbal. Okay, it's complicated. Kind of like a case, I don't want to go into it right now. Will take too long. The case of Kufam Gimel, the Gabe Chesim Taldlin, we showed it to Aiden beforehand, then you're not Neman, you lose your Migo by showing it to Aiden beforehand. I just said the words don't make any sense, fine. So in Zuck Fager, you're making a big mistake over here. And so when crazy, you saw it, the Gabi bets merely Peshasa, which we once, we discussed, but Peshasa is Migu, is not Migu, is it Nusvara? So Mukfeger over here is a very important Mukfeger. Okay, he's telling me Peshasa is different than Migu. In what respect? Says Mukfeger that when the Mecha says, the planes have been to the Zab, I'm sorry, I bought it from Pliny, yeah? So he's being married, the Batsim was Pliny, and he bought it from Pliny. Yeah, says Rav Feger, made what I remember before, that there's no Hidah here b'chlam. There's no Hidah that it belonged to Pliny. What he's saying is, it's mine. There's no Hidah. There's no Hidah. Because Sach HaKol, what he's saying is that it's his, not Pliny's. Yeah? There's no Hidah b'chlam.
It was Pliny's.
That's not Hidah.
I was not saying it was Pliny's.
He's not even saying it wasn't Pliny. He's saying that there's no Haidah. Because he's saying that it's mine, so there's no Haidah. One second. That's not called Haidah. There's no Haidah. One second. What?
Isn't that argument every Rishon
that
we've seen so far?
No.
He's saying it was
Pliny.
No. I heard
you. There's no Haidah. He's saying it's mine. He's not saying it was Pliny's. He's saying it's not me mine. It's not me mine that it's his. Yeah, that's Mukfeger. Yeah. Oh. So what's the value at all? So I think like this. I think maybe that the question is when we look at Haidah, the Kumin Gabi Aid is also, are we looking at all the points? Are we looking at the story that I said? Or are we looking at that was the outcome? Oh, you see, that's why Ari shot himself in the foot.
No,
that's right. Twist Ari's words and throw it back in his face. That's right. So, yes. So, do we say, yeah? Bottom line, what does he say? I don't care the whole story. He went to the store and he tied his shoes on the way, and then he almost got hit by a car on the way. That's not the game. Okay. The point is, you don't look at the story that he's telling, you look at the bottom line. Yeah? So the bottom line, he's saying, and Memphis is actually doing the Lashon of Chayger like that. The Tshuva is in the Kuf Lamed Hey. He quotes Agoyim of Yenison, Murim Tumim. Then he says, no, Anis Daiti. He says that Bana Tumim Devarah Kitzer. Anis Daiti Ainira Lachri. He wants Mechal in case of Kuf Lamed Gimel. He says, yeah, the Chima Toyim Miyan. Lekuach, my mikri da klal. The malim tayin. Listen, you listening to your side? You listening to your side? I'm not sure. The malim tayin. I am sure. The malim tayin shalihaya ma'ilam. I sha'aymer lekuach. Kiven sha'aymer shu shalai. My mikri da klal. Look at the bottom line. Bottom line. He's not being Maida. So Meila, that's the Svara of the Ramban. I mean, you know, he's not discussing Ramban, but he's discussing our case. One second. So Meila, so could be that Kufa, maybe the Machlaik is over here. How do we look at his Eidah? Now, by his side, let's just read the Ramban. Okay? Vein Advarim Halo, that's the Ella Divinabha. Shazen Emon Hulaimar Pachfakach Amali Pliny Amali Pliny Migudi Bayamar Lavi Dachu. Why is it Pliny Emon Hulaimar and Pliny Lakachtia? Midem Migu. No, before that. When he said here, earlier on, before he put down the Ravid, what did he say? Pirish Laka Maitisli, Hardagamuri. Yeah? Maydalai Shuatz Maydeh Shi Shalabai. So Ramban starts off the sugi like that grips. Ramban starts off that the proper Haidah, a full fledged Haidah, is the only idea that he knows. Ava Maydah Amaleh Hu Gavra. The Didehi, Lav Haidahi. The Av Gav, the Das Padik Meimdah, Mi Hachalai. Tahi Wamar. This Av Minach, Hashat Vashitr. He's had a very strong lashon here, lav haidahi, right? Lav haidahi. Later on, when it comes to trash derived, what does he say? Ein dvar malolu etzli el divrei avoi. Shezeh shenemar. Migo is nema. Vayse plaini nema loyim and plaini lakatia. Midem migo. Sheilu bebezdin amar kach. Hamaminin oisai. Says the Ramban, had this happened in Bezdin, yeah? Had this happened in Bezdin, yeah? Then the Meicher would be Neman. He has a Migu. Had this happened in Bezdin, he'd be Neman. Achshosh Amalai Lezeh Lamalai Neman. Now they told him outside of Bezdin, why shouldn't he be Neman? So there's a Mashmais here of the Ramban that maybe the issue over here is Hagufa. Is it in Bezdin, outside of Bezdin? In other words, when it comes to arguing the Ravid, like he's giving a little Pesach over here to maybe how he into the Ravid. And he says, like, why should he be Neman? If it would have happened in Bezdin, be Neman. It's now also. There's a Mashmais over there in the Ramban, yeah, that
well, he's saying that, you know, the Ravid maybe want to make Chalavdi in Bezdin, Peshach is only Neman in Bezdin, and not in Achutz of Bezdin. Says the Ramban, no. Had this happened in Bezdin, it'd be Neman. Here also, why is Ramban talking about in Bezdin, not in Bezdin? Elmai, the Ramban understands that there's a potential a chiluk that one might want to make. Yeah? That the reason why he's not Neman on the second half, even was one statement, I know. But the point is that but
he's not Neman on what's inferred. What's inferred from his words, he's not Neman, he's Neman what's inferred, not the second half, is because I is Pesha Asar, Teretz is, it's supposed to be Bezdin. So in the Ramban himself, there's a mashmaisin to both of these pshatim. On one hand, the beginning of the piece, when he stole back the case, that we're talking about, he has his own idea. The man says, because if all he knows is from the other guy, then there's no idah. There's no idah from the other guy, the man said. The man says, there's no idah from the other guy. Yeah? There's no idah from the other guy. So that sounds like a Craig is nusach.
But at the end, maybe it sounds like other nosuch. The shaila is whether it's neman chutz.
One state.